I kind of been looking into a couple cases involving DUI, and last time we talked, it was more about domestic battery. And once again, I just kind of wanted to get an in-depth look on some of the methods and practices that you apply in the Morgan County Courthouse for the state's attorney's office. So the two I was looking at involved Ryan Doka and Michael Clayton. We'll just start with Ryan Doka. Have you been able to look at his criminal history?
I have, yes.
Well, taking a look back at it, I see starting in 2001, he had a plea of guilty to manufacture or delivery of cannabis. He got 2 years of probation. The probation was eventually violated. It was revoked. Did he get a DUI that same day and pled guilty to that?
It probably wouldn't have been that same day, but back in 2001, I think he pled guilty and received court supervision for a DUI.
Okay, yeah. He got 2 years of supervision, and that was revoked too. And then in 2002, he pled guilty to possession or consumption of liquor by a minor, received a fine, which was his third conviction. In 2003, he pled guilty to his second DUI, but this one was in Champaign County.
Correct.
He got 24 months of probation, 120 days in jail, and that was stayed for a review. And then it looks like in April of 2014, a further review led to Doka serving 45 days in jail, and an additional review had 61 days in jail.
That sounds like it was county jail time, and that would have been over in Champaign County.
So you got a chance to review that then?
Well, I just kind of went down his criminal history based on, I didn't have access to the leads. What I had access to prior to talking to you was his driving abstract. So I knew that he had, he's got two prior DUI dispositions, one from Morgan County and one from Champaign County.
Okay. But then fast forwarding to the current case going on, it was originally filed in September of 2013 as a DUI. And in July of this year, the state's attorney's office amended that charge of DUI to reckless driving. Doka pled guilty to that and received 1 year of probation. I guess my question is, why was that charge dropped to reckless driving instead of remaining a DUI?
Well, what we went into is that based on the evaluation of the case, I think Mr. Turner made the decision to file the DUI based on a report, I think, from Illinois State Police and Morgan County Sheriff's Department on an accident. We didn't obviously talk at the time he filed it, but after that, once Mr. Miller took over the DUIs, we evaluated the case, and we had some issues in terms of being able to prove all the elements of the DUI, and then as we got closer to trial, ran into some issues about some witnesses no longer being available, so that's what led to the plea, downgrading the charge and being able to having plead to what we were able to.
Can you provide some details, some background on this case? Like, what happened? I know there was a wreck of some sort.
There was a wreck and I don't believe anyone, none of the witnesses, we didn't have any witnesses actually saw him driving. I think law enforcement didn't track him down till he was at the hospital, and he never admitted to driving. I think maybe even claimed someone else was driving. So that we had maybe some circumstantial evidence that, you know, it was his vehicle, but we didn't have what we felt was proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Did you get Doka's BAC after the accident?
I believe that there was. We received some medical reports. I don't know off the top of my head what those were. I do recall that I think his attorney was trying to have an independent analysis, and I'm not sure if that ever occurred.
So what did you guys do to maybe prove he was behind the wheel in your case against him?
Well, that was what the roadblock that we came up against is that we didn't have the necessary proof that he was the driver of the vehicle.
Okay, so you couldn't get any evidence at all that he was behind the wheel at all?
That's correct. I think this was a Illinois State Police and Morgan County Sheriff's Department. I don't believe there was an accident reconstruction done. That would have had to have been done at the time of the accident, and it was not done. In the future, hopefully with an accident of that nature, we can follow that kind of lead.
Did Doka lose his driver's license privileges with this recent case?
I don't believe he would have, because I don't know if there was a statutory summary suspension involved. My guess is if we had to rely on subpoenaing medical records from the hospital, that there probably was not an opportunity for law enforcement to request that he submit to a chemical test. But I'm not sure, because I don't know all the facts of the case.
Is it a possibility that this latest case could have been enhanced to a felony DUI, considering this could have been his third DUI conviction?
Certainly, based on his criminal history, it could have been elevated to a felony DUI.
But once again, it was just the evidence he maybe not being behind the wheel was why you didn't do that?
Well, I didn't make that decision, but one of the attorneys here in the office exercised prosecutorial discretion and filed the misdemeanor DUI, yes.
Is it a possibility that you could have maybe, like, plea bargained by enhancing the charge to a felony and then maybe reduce that to a misdemeanor later on in a plea bargain?
I guess it's possible, but it all would have been on fact determination as to whether we had the necessary facts to prove those elements.
Okay. I guess my main point I'm trying to get across is, you know, if Doka has all these previous criminal histories involving DUIs, and wouldn't his main goal maybe keeping him off the roads for quite some time?
That's always a consideration of ours, as well as many other things. And I think if you look at other cases, like a Joshua Stalker or Christopher Affridge, and we evaluate each case differently based on the specific facts of that case, that there are instances where we do enhance based on their prior history.
Is Doka's alcohol going to be monitored, his intake monitored?
It's my understanding that one of the conditions of the plea was that during the period of probation, he had to have a Bade device installed in his vehicle.
Why'd you guys choose to enforce that?
Well, we just felt that that was something, you know, along the same lines you have. He has a valid driver's license, and if he's out there driving, based on his history, as you've indicated, that was a concern that we had, and to help that if he's operating a motor vehicle, he's not doing it with alcohol in his system.
One thing I noticed, though, is that what's keeping Doka from driving another car that doesn't have a Bade attached to it? Because from what I can see, it appears there's no order preventing him from driving another vehicle.
Well, typically, the condition of probation would be that the vehicle that he's operating while on probation has the Bade device in it.
But he can drive other vehicles, though. Is that legal for him to drive other vehicles without the Bade in it?
To me, that would be a violation of his probation.
I noticed you didn't install the SCRAM device for Doka. Is that something you guys discussed, maybe, putting the SCRAM on him?
I don't know the actual discussions, because that would have been between Mr. Miller and Mr. Doka's attorney. Now, whether SCRAM was considered or not, I can't speak to that.
Just overall, with four prior convictions and three of them involving alcohol, do you feel like Doka is a risk to public safety for Morgan County at all if he's getting behind the wheel?
If he's got alcohol in his system, yes.
So maybe people would ask why there wasn't a harsher sentence going on along this because of all of his criminal history in the past, and this is an opportunity to make a statement against him.
Well, every decision we make isn't solely based on criminal history. It's part of it's on the strength of our case, and then ultimately when the case is getting ready to go to the trial, whether we have the witnesses and evidence to present.
Let's switch things over to Michael Clayton. Did you get an opportunity to review his criminal history?
Well, I did pull the file, and indicating that that's still a pending case and that it's set for an arraignment, I think, in the middle of October. And it looks like Mr. Miller has prepared drafts of information for a felony DUI and a felony driving while revoked.
Oh, okay. Well, just overall, he's got four DUIs in his past, two driving while revoked, and like you said, his latest one is pending. From what I've got, Clayton's last DUI was in 2007, and it was filed as a felony.
Correct.
The current one is listed as a misdemeanor.
Well, you have to understand the procedure with DUIs here in Morgan County is that when an officer, any law enforcement officer, writes the DUI, they book them at the Morgan County Jail, and then those tickets go directly to the circuit clerk's office and are filed. We don't have a chance to review them prior to them being filed. So the procedure since for the 10-plus years that I've been in the state's attorney's office is that typically law enforcement, even though they may be felony eligible, will only cite the person for a misdemeanor DUI, and then the state's attorney's office will review that after the fact. And many times it's, you know, I was trying to think the felony DUI cases I had when I was assistant in the traffic division, you know, they may not be upgraded to a felony for months into the case.
The one previously was enhanced to a felony, and this one's now a misdemeanor. I just didn't know the operation behind that.
Yeah, many of them start out as a misdemeanor, and then once we get to review the file, because we don't have any prior review to them being filed, then they get enhanced to the felony.
Okay. I noticed he was released on his own recognizance. Was there a reasoning behind that?
I don't recall. My guess is he was a prisoner, and that when someone's a prisoner and isn't able to post bond, they would appear in front of the judge. It does appear that he has some conditions. My recollection is that the case kind of came to us as a report of him knocking on a door, and then when the officer arrived, he was parked in the, or he was in the, his vehicle was parked in the driveway, and he was behind the driver's seat of the car. So I don't know if there was an issue as to whether, or concern more as to what was going on at the house with the girlfriend or the ex-girlfriend, as opposed to the initial part of him driving.
Is Clayton ordered not to drink at all right now?
I think that is a condition of his bond.
Okay. What steps have you taken to make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, there's a referral to the Morgan County Probation Department, and a probation officer is assigned to review that condition of bond.
Is he on, like, the scram or anything?
That I'm not aware of.
Okay. With multiple driving while license revoked charges on his record, would it appear that not having a license really doesn't keep Clayton from getting behind the wheel after drinking it all? That's what it looks like to me, with all the driver's license while revoked charges against him.
Correct. I mean, the fact that he doesn't have a valid driver's license does not appear to have prevented him from operating a motor vehicle.
Does that jump out to you as a public safety issue? Especially with him getting another charge against him recently?
Well, anytime I think we've taken steps to remove someone's driver's license being valid, and then they continue to drive, I think that's always a public safety issue.
Okay. Overall, for the state's attorney's office here in Morgan County, what importance do you guys place on DUI prosecution in relation to public safety?
I think we place a high importance on it, and we've always tried to have a good relationship with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They place court monitors typically in the courtrooms, and Mr. Miller, who's in charge of DUI prosecution, tries to communicate with them and keep them abreast on cases that we feel are strong for making decisions related to the cases, that they stay informed.
Okay, I think I got a little more information now that'll help me out. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
All righty.